90.5.
Luister hier, so ek wil net vir jou sê, op hierdie stadium rattle ek hier in die atelier. This is such a big privilege and honor for me, because I'm sitting here and I'm actually shaking, because it's just the bigness of the moment. Mimosi Maimane, dames en here, in die box hier by my, by die FNB stadium. So it's such an honor and such a privilege for me to meet you. Are you well?
Nee, baie dankie, en dis 'n groot eer om hier te wees. Dis al die Afrikaans wat ek kan sê.
Op
hierdie
stadium.
No.
Oh man, but you were a pastor. You were a pastor, hey? That is.
I served in a local church for a lot of my time and life, and churches and church and faith are such big parts of my life and still remain today. I'm less involved in church now because my wife and I attend church together, but I'm less involved because I'm afraid my job requires me to do other things. But I don't separate my own spirituality from what I do. I find it's a part of what I do.
Yeah. Well, Mimosi, why are you here today?
I think today is a significant day, you know. Firstly, I think there's something good when people of faith gather together to seek God. I think there's something in our nation that is significant. This particular stadium and precinct has hosted incredible events. You know, I can remember this was the first place Nelson Mandela came to speak at when he came out of jail. This was the same stadium where we had the World Cup final here. This was the same stadium we had his memorial service. And today could be a significant moment in our nation when we think something could happen here. And I think there's always something good when people gather together. They say, hey, God, speak to us.
Wow. Have you ever met him, Angus Buchan? Do you talk a lot?
No. I'm looking forward to meeting him today. I think one of the key things we wanted to focus is he invited us here personally through our office. So we're privileged to meet him. I think he's doing an incredible job. I think he's certainly one of the few South Africans who are doing something significant in our nation.
Let me see, I'm curious. If you spend time praying with your wife and so on, even if in your own time, your private time, what are some of the things that you pray about the most?
You know, very often we're very conscious about what we think about South Africa. You know, I don't often pray about the negative stuff that happens in our country. I almost in many ways pray that God's will for our country will be done. And so very often I will pray even through the simple prayer of Our Father and simply say, God, you provide for our country. You've never forsaken our nation. There's something profound about the future of our country. And I keep praying into that because everything that we do is about tomorrow. Everything. We can debate that yesterday, but I can do very little about yesterday. I can't fix it. I can't change it. I can see what's happening with it today and say, here's a future I dream of. So we are heavily invested, and we've got a great team. My wife coordinates a team of guys who pray for us and pray for our country, and many of them have a deep insight into what the future of our country is. And so many of them, our critical focus is to pray into that more than anything, you know.
The final question, because I can hear positivity, but is there hope for South Africa? Because, I mean, if you look at social media all over, people's very negative. People doesn't want it. They don't believe. The politics is a sort of a challenge now. Is there hope for South Africa coming from you?
Without doubt. I've never been more optimistic of our country than I am today. And it's for the simple reason that if you look at what our history has been like, we went through very difficult days. But we overcame that, not without many people died for that, but we had a peaceful transition. And when it looks like it's always impossible, I think the nation finds some hope. And it's not just empty hope. It's not like empty rhetoric. One is, when I look, there's still opportunities in this country for many more people. There's still, if I look at the last local government elections, South Africans said, We will change this country not through violence or bloodshed, but through the ballot box like we did in 1994. And so I live with the understanding that says that things can get better, tomorrow will get better. And I think in the mess and the chaos, sometimes someone said to me, when things fall apart, they fall into place.
Oh, wow.
South Africa has hope.
Dames en here, Mumusi Maimani himself, it was such an honor and such a privilege having you and sitting here and chatting to me. Thank you so much, and we are really excited to see what's going to happen today. So thank you so much for your time.
Bye, thank you.
Mumusi Maimani, dames en here op Groot FM 90.5.
Groot FM 90.5.